I'm Sharky's Goon. Today, it's the season premiere of Picard. At the end of the 24th century and 14 years after his retirement from Starfleet, Jean-Luc Picard is living a quiet life on his vineyard, Chateau Picard. When he is sought out by a mysterious young woman, Dage, in need of his help, he soon realizes she may have personal connections to his own past. Goon, before we even begin, I want to say we couldn't record last week, and I've now seen the second episode. I think everything I'm about to say is colored by having seen the second episode. I may have given this a more positive review when I had only seen the first episode, so I admit all my biases here going in. The other thing that I'll agree with is I've listened to some other podcasts recap this episode, and I feel like everybody's like, hey, Picard's back, we should talk about it. Yeah, let's talk about it. And there's not all that much to say. That's what I'm hearing from other pods. But I'll ask you, what did you think of Picard?
So the pilot episode, I really enjoyed it. It felt like it was a movie. It didn't feel like a TV show. The only thing is, there was too many like reminders of, like, it felt like it was Battlestar Galactica meeting
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner, and exactly, that's what I texted you that day. But it's just, I'm like, I love when Patrick Stewart's in the scenes. I love a couple of other things with it, but I don't know if it's going to end up being a limited series. I don't think it's going to be as great as we hope that it's going to be.
Yeah, my note, which I shared with you and I've been saying to friends, is I think the Patrick Stewart show is great because Patrick Stewart is great. And when he's on camera, it works. And then my fear for the series is that when he's not in the scene, this show is going to struggle a little bit. When we get to episode 2, I think that'll come into play. But yeah, like, I really enjoyed it. Some of the exposition in episode 1 kind of worked for me. I don't think any of the other characters are registering, with the exception of the female Romulan housekeeper, who I believe her name is Laris. She's pretty good. But other than that, it's just kind of like, yeah, Patrick Stewart's good speech, but I'm not sure the plot really works.
I really hope that I read the comic book series before the first episode, and I really hope that they delve into what's going on with the Romulans, the housekeepers, instead of just leaving it with the comic books. I'm like, it's fine to read the comics, but I really hope that they touch on it with flashbacks in the series.
Yeah, I think we've talked about on other episodes of this podcast, like, I don't like when a TV show expects me to read comic books or three novels. Like, if it's not on screen, you got to tell me. Figure it out. Figure it out an economical way to do it. Captain's log or personal diary. Here's where we are. Just do that.
Yeah, totally. But for the most part, I'm trying to enjoy Picard. Love Patrick Stewart. Doesn't feel like a Star Trek show to me. You know, the Orville that we've talked about before feels more like a Star Trek show than a lot of the stuff that they've been coming out with recently, Star Trek-wise.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. And I think on our next episode, I'll dive deeper into that. I'll pull my punch here. Again, that's why I kind of wish, and it was my fault I wasn't around, that we had recorded before I saw episode 2, because it's really coloring a lot of my opinions here. But yeah, that first episode didn't really feel like Star Trek. I don't know what it felt like. Again, it's been 25 years since The Next Generation and storytelling has evolved, but yeah, it's got more of that J.J. Trek, Bad Robot vibe to it, I guess.
I mean, I still enjoyed it, but I just, it's, you could have called, you know, Patrick Stewart anything. This could have been a continuation of Galaxy Quest.
I enjoyed it too. Like, when I finished the episode, I was like, wow, that was way better than I thought. And again, I had that hesitation that if Pat's not in the scene, it might not be that good. But he was in almost all the scenes and the episode moved along, and I really enjoyed it. But see, you and I are doing the same thing that I'm hearing on other pods, where we kind of want to talk about the episode, but there's nothing to say. And I think that's problematic.
Yeah, I think they were trying to play it safe. I mean, we could talk about some of the bigger reveals, which for the first episode, there were big reveals, but it just didn't have any emotional feeling to it. Like, you see the Borg ship. It's like, oh, great, the Borg ship's here. The Romulans have it. All right, that's great. I didn't feel like, oh, crap, the Romulans have the Borg ship. The Federation's in trouble.
Or even that, you know, apparently Mars 9/11 happened, and that's kind of like, oh yeah, that happened.
Yeah, I'm like, I never even thought that they had fuel stations or anything on Mars throughout this whole thing with the all the years of the Federation. I never thought of like off planet like that. I thought it was just one big dry dock over Earth.
Yeah, the shipyards there are established canon. I don't think anyone has visited there, but that's shown up. Probably was mentioned in The Next Generation. I am not sure. Definitely mentioned up in expanded canon novels. That's been around as a concept. You know, I think in my mind, Mars was more developed than what we saw in the episode, where it looks like, you know, a couple dry docks or whatever. Who knows? It looked very industrial. And it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and I was getting an alien vibe off of that, you know, just the way the ship, the way the cabins and everything were set up. It just felt like they've mishmashed a whole bunch of sci-fi settings.
No, that's a good note. It didn't feel like something that is from the existing Star Trek universe. Top of mind, I'll go all the way back to the motion picture. When we saw Space Station Epsilon 9, it had a Star Trek feel to it, even though it was really the first time we were seeing the new uniforms at that time, etc. But it felt like something from the Star Trek universe. The Mars base doesn't feel like something from the universe.
No, maybe it's because it is like industrial, but even like the industrial stuff we've seen in the past felt more Star Trek than this.
Yeah, there's just something off there. While my mind is on that particular scene, the scene with the synth, and we're now calling them synths, apparently, you know, beating us over the head with that he's F8, Fate, do you get it? It's like, come on.
Yeah, it's just bad writing.
It's bad writing.
And I've told you, I'm not a big fan of the writer-producer of Picard. You know, I've always felt like he's a hack. He's the guy that did Winter's Tale.
And I've seen other people talking about that there are several scenes that seems like they took two things and kind of smashed it together. There's one scene where the edits are kind of funky and we're actually jumping through time. And it's just like, hey, Keith, go in the edit bay and figure out a way to make this work because we shot it. And it just feels off.
Yeah, it totally feels off. I don't know what's going on. I guess it's just typical CBS doing whatever they're trying to do with the Star Trek universe now.
All right, let's go down some characters. Data's daughters, do you care?
I don't care. I mean, it's kind of cool that they have Data around without having Data. Where it's a little bit of mystery, but I think it's more of a MacGuffin than anything.
Yeah, and I think this is all set up to have Brent Spiner actually be in season two. You know, something, we've got his M-grams, human flesh on synth body, something, and that'll allow him to play a Data that looks more like Brent Spiner rather than making the guy do 3 hours of makeup plus CGI.
Yeah, exactly. It looks more like the doctor that created him.
Yeah, I think that's where this is heading. Okay, Romulan mystery something. Do you care?
I want new enemies. I want new alien enemies. I'm tired of the Romulans. I'm tired of the Klingons. I'm tired of, you know, the same like four or five species that they're always at war with. I am sure that there's another species out there that hates Starfleet.
Starfleet, they've lost their way. Something, do you care?
I don't really care because, I mean, Starfleet's supposed to be idyllic anyway, and how can you be idyllic all the time? I just think there's a lot of this is just too contrived.
Borg cube something, do you care?
No, not at all.
Mars 9/11 something, don't tell me you don't care about Mars 9/11.
Now, if they would have just done the whole Mars 9/11 thing, I think that would have been a great thing for them to try to follow through, and it would have been a great storyline. The whole the whole Romulan Borg cube mystery data thing is just driving me crazy.
I think you nailed it. What's the big thing here? Are we, you know, is the Federation reacting to Mars 9/11 or, you know, all right, tell that story. Don't also tell the story of the Romulans and also the story of the Borg cube and also the story of Data's daughter. Like, it's too much.
Yeah, I mean, and then we're not even talking about Data's first daughter at all, not bringing that up where he's had quote unquote children before.
Yeah, the character Lal, it's one of the best episodes of Next Generation, and no mention of it.
Yeah, it's weird, unless they're holding off on it. And, you know, maybe she's the big bad.
I think they're just ignoring it for efficient storytelling.
Could be.
All right, so again, like I said at the beginning, and we're 11 minutes in now, I did like it, but I have nothing to say about it, and that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I'm one of those guys that hates, you know, throwing a property under a bus too quickly without watching it play out. So after the whole season plays out, then I might trash talk it a lot more.
All right. Well, you know, I guess we'll go to the ratings here, and I don't know what we're going to call the equivalent of the Mando shill here. Maybe it's Shilto Picard. If you want to own Shilto Picard on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you want to give this one, Goon?
If it was just all Patrick Stewart, I would give it a 10, but because of how everything's just a mishmash, a 4.
A 4? Wow. Yep. Wow. I think out of the box, I would have given it a 7, again, through the color of having seen the next episode, and we'll talk about that in the next Shark and Goon. I probably would give it a 6 now, again, because of Sir Pat, but I'll go with my original 7, and I therefore own Shilto Picard.